I was just reading that, Biggie and I love this show. We've talked about it a few times. The Pit, which is on Max. And I'm one episode behind, but I'm hearing it gets better and better. It's a great show.
It's a phenomenal show. I think it's my favorite TV show this year.
I agree. I'm also caught up on, I'm caught up on The White Lotus.
Better episode this week to me.
I can confirm or deny. The other day I was looking at, it might have been CNN.com, and they are just a pop culture site. Mm-hmm. And they said more full frontal nudity in this week's episode of Lotus.
That was bad full frontal nudity.
It was full frontal.
Yes.
Yeah.
For a guy in Lotus, and it was terrible.
And fake.
And one.
What do you mean? Bad and fake? What do you?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. There's a guy in it.
Guy hanging pork?
Yeah.
Hanging pork.
Fake hanging pork.
That is fake pork. That's a prosthetic. Listen, here's what happened. It's the guy who is supposed to be from Durham, North Carolina. He's a big businessman.
Okay.
And he's on the hook. He's going to go to prison. Now, he's recently talked to his, on the show, he's talked to his lawyer, and the lawyer's like, you're going to prison. And he's like, I can't do prison. I'd rather die. He's like, well, you're going.
Yeah, the lawyer's not even
sugarcoating it.
Yeah, he's like, we might be able to get you just a few years.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do a few years in prison.
The reason Durham Man is in Thailand is not to try to escape justice.
No, but I think he's leaning on, like, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
That's what I think he's going to want to do it. So they're in Thailand on vacation. As soon as he got there, he got a call or a voicemail saying, hey, are you aware of what's going on here? The FBI is at your office. And remember that deal you did with so-and-so? You know, that was that was not above board.
It was shady.
Oh, he knew. And he was like, what? I only made $10 million out of that deal. I was like, okay, all right. Big time rich. They're rich as they can be. So anyway, he is so beside himself. He's popping his wife's pills, which help him sleep. The wife said, you know, take one. And he was like, no. Finally, he took one. And now he's just like taking 10. Mm-hmm. You know, he's all over.
And the great thing is she's normally so high. She can't figure out why they're disappearing.
She's like, who's taking my kids?
Did she blame in the staff?
And the kids.
With the kids right now. But she's also so high so much that they've convinced her sometimes, you're probably taking more than you want. She's like, am I?
Am I
taking them?
Adults? Young
yes,
adults?
Yes, Patrick Schwarzenegger plays one of her children. And the other two, he's like 24 and the other two are like 18, 17.
Okay.
Anyhow, the older guy, who's probably in his 50s, comes in and sits down in his robe, and he's just so out of it. He's taking all these, what is it, clonazepam or something? And he's like,
lorazepam.
Lorazepam. He's like, she's like, who took my razepam?
And clearly we know.
He's sitting there at breakfast in his robe, and when he starts to get up, he spreads his legs, and there's this hog just hanging there. And my wife screamed, and I said, that's fake.
That is
fake.
That's fake
as it can be.
That's CGI.
I was like, that's CGI.
They 100%. Don't look like that.
There's no way.
It's way too girthy.
Sent my wife running from the room.
Yeah.
Off
to Google something?
She said, I don't need to see that.
Do a reverse image search?
Yeah. Not seeing this. It's terrible.
I'll tell you this much. I feel like, because that actor, I don't know his name. I've seen him in a ton of stuff,
though. Yeah, he's been in a lot.
I feel like if I was walking around with that, I'd be doing more frontal nudity
as an
actor.
I don't think that's real.
I don't think it's real.
Didn't look right to me. My wife won't even take, a lot of times now, I don't know if you've seen these commercials, you know, those full body deodorants?
Yeah.
There's one.
Biggest scam going in my mind.
I know.
It's brilliant.
I know.
And they're flying off the shelves.
You're right.
Everyone has one now.
Secret has
not
one.
Every, you know,
I mean, not all the people.
Every brand.
The brands have one. So the original one, Lume, the latest commercial I saw, the woman goes, this is perfect for your feet, for your pubic area, for your butthole. And my wife said, she paused it. She goes, I am not going to sit here and be forced to watch a commercial where a woman says the word butthole. And so I unpaused it. And the announcer goes, you can't say butthole on TV. And she goes, well, what else am I supposed to say? It's a butthole. So that's what you rub it on. You know, you rub it all over that.
Where do you rub it after you go down the butthole?
That better
be the last thing you put the stick on.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, I hate to say it, it's literally tainted.
Yes.
At that point,
yes.
You've got a tainted stick of deodorant.
You rub it on your taint, you rub it on your butthole. It's all over your pits, your feet, everywhere. Anything that smells, you know, she says, turned off by it. And I agree with you.
I see women gliding it across their thighs and you know, 3 inches below the bosom line. I mean,
the bosom line, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We lived without that for 200 years, and now suddenly we need it.
Well, not to get too scientific about this, but what I've read is dermatologists say the reason your armpits stink is because it's different type of skin.
Yes.
All your, you know, the hand, the palms of your hands are different than the backs of your hands.
Right.
It's all because we have different types of skin on different parts of the body.
Exactly.
So it's pointless to use one deodorant.
I don't believe it's necessary.
For all the parts.
I don't believe it's necessary.
Give me the butthole spray.
Yeah.
What?
Well, my wife didn't. She didn't care for that one bit.
They keep that locked up at the Walgreens.
Yeah.
So I open this case. They're need the butthole spray.
Customer needs assistance in the butthole spray aisle. They do that now.
Yeah.
Customer needs assistance in bath.
Yeah, you got to hit the little button.
Customer needs assistance in butthole. Total Walgreens. CVS may do it. I go to Walgreens more. Customer needs assistance in razors.
Is that so? You hit the button and then it's an AI voice.
Around
the whole store.
So then somebody has to trudge over there.
Yeah.
What?
Customer needs assistance in condoms.
Family planning.
Oh, crap.
Ambroids.
Oh, no.